I'm going right into it. Let's get in the beverage cart for the drink of the week. Susie's off, so guest bartender Kelly Ryan is here.
Oh, he didn't even make it through the door.
Uh-oh.
Did something break?
Did we break a glass? Our last Eagle glass?
I hope we didn't break your glass.
So we're offloading from the beverage cart glasses. We've got a shaker with ice, I see.
We're good with those. We don't need those.
Okay. And some sort of pulpy fruit mixture.
Yes. It's a summer sipper. Yesterday was the first day of summer.
Ah.
So summer fruit. Peach tea is what we're going to use kind of as one of the non-alcoholic. So this is peach tea and simple syrup mixed together. I kind of made things a little easier. And then the fruit I chose to muddle is strawberries and blueberries. So we're going to dump that, a lot of fruit, into... Oh, yeah, sorry, Haas. I'd like to make you chase around with the microphone. It's a game. And then inside the shaker with ice, we're also going to dump the iced tea and simple syrup. Do you like that, Pop?
Sounds thick. Did you make that at home?
The simple syrup I made this morning here, and the fruit I did this morning here, all while, you know, running up and down the halls.
During traffic for two different radio stations.
News. All right, so this is, anyone know how to pronounce this? Kachaka? Haas, what do you think?
Kachaka?
Chaka Khan.
So,
Chaka Khan.
That's what we are now calling any alcohol that's exported from Brazil that they would normally have called their Brazilian rum.
So it's a rum.
It is a rum, but the United States government wasn't happy with that, so they're making them call it all Kachaka.
By the way, you see this come together on Facebook Live, broadcasting. That's on the Eagle Facebook page, and then it's going to rotate in perpetuity on the Dean and Raj Facebook page.
So it's 2 ounces of the Kachaka.
It's everywhere.
Rotate your perpetuity.
With your other ingredients. And then we are going to shake.
Are we going to need a spoon for this drink?
We're going to go through the strainer, though.
Okay. Good. I don't like to have to work too hard for my drinks.
All right. Super frosty.
I don't want to eat it.
And let's see what it looks like.
How will it come out?
Ooh. Red.
Pulpy.
And thick. The drain's getting clogged.
It may be just a tiny little...
There's so much pulp that it won't go through the strainer.
Right, the holes keep clogging. She has to keep ticking it back, tipping it back to get it clear.
We're going to make this happen, people. We are going to make this happen.
This looks like you're made a hardcore, like you're juicing. You know when people juice?
Right, like Jack LaLanne.
Well, Dean, you know, I...
Are we juicing here?
I watch you every morning, and you almost always have blueberries.
Yes, true.
So, and did you notice, this is a day that the garnish will actually be something you'll want to eat. Look how huge those blueberries are.
All right, I think
we're
enough.
Almost ready.
That's enough for a sample.
There we go.
We're only going to have a sip anyway.
Stand down.
A little OCD.
All right, garnish.
Oh, a lovely blueberry garnish. A couple blueberries on a swizzle stick. A
couple blueberries on a swizzle
stick. And
a few strawberries to go in there, too.
No fruit for the morning.
Just in case it's not fruity enough at this point.
Right.
All right, Dean, you can grab yours.
All right, I'll grab. Don't tell me what to grab.
All right, let me.
What?
Garage. There you go.
I have to say, this looks very healthy.
It has a very good presentation, too, you know, which is
often
a big deal, like in a bar or in a restaurant or at a...
This should be up like this. Pretend
special
it looks
gathering.
Like this.
Okay. But, all right, let's take a sip of this thing.
What? This thing's getting in the way. The blueberry deal.
No, thank you.
That was an easy no.
It's too much pulp. It has, It's a little tart.
It is tart.
Yeah. It's also strong.
It's very strong.
That's the positive.
But it's like it's got stuff in it. There's too much stuff in it.
I want you to just try one more sip. And when you sip it, though, Dean, eat a blueberry with it. And then tell me what you think.
My blueberries fell off.
Darn it. You can do it, Dean. There you go. Sip and a pop of blueberry in.
No, I'm not doing all this.
Oh, come on.
A no for me.
Oh, bummer.
The blueberry's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See?
Can I just have the blueberries? Raj, what do you think?
You know, it tastes pretty good. Now I'm getting it all kind of meld together. I'm not into the fruity drink, but judging it for what it is,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to drink it.
All right.
For a summer kind of like fruity thing.
By the pool.
I could have one of these.
Haas, how do you vote?
I'll drink it.
All right. It's a 3-1. We'll post the recipe online. Go to the Dean and Raj Facebook page. Check out the drink of the week. with guest bartender Kelly.
How did I pull Hoss over?